You think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you get me, so I let my walls come down, down.
Hi guys, welcome to Opal Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And, you know, September is coming.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, and that means that it's time to go back to school for many people.
For many, 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 many people.
Yeah. So today we have a lesson about getting ready to go back to school and talking about summer vacation.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, it's the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about what you did. Mm-hmm. In this case, we're kind of talking about more like parents are talking about what their kids did.
Right, right. So this is from a parent's perspective.
Right. So we have Thomas and Katie. It sounds like they're coworkers, maybe friends.
Right.
They know each other well enough to talk about, you know, their kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not only will we talk about like the past, what they did this summer, but also we'll have some really good vocabulary for talking about the school year that is about to start.
Right. So we've got Thomas and Katie. Why don't we take a listen?
All right.
So, Katie, are your kids all set to go back to school?
Not really, but my husband and I sure are.
I hear you. We just bought them all new school supplies yesterday.
We're doing our back-to-school shopping this weekend. Did you guys have a nice summer break?
We did, thanks. I heard you took the whole family to Europe.
There were some really great deals on flights. We couldn't say no.
Maybe when Billy is older, we can travel a bit too. This year, he went to summer camp for the first time.
Fun! This was the first year Allison didn't go to camp. She took a few summer school courses to get ahead.
What grade is she going into?
She's starting grade 11, and her little brother is going into grade 6.
Wow, they grow up in the blink of an eye.
They really do.
So we just heard Thomas and Katie talk about their kids.
Yes, and Thomas asks Katie a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Are your kids all set to go back to school?
Right. This is a great expression you can use for so many situations.
It just means ready.
Are you ready? Yeah. Like set kind of means ready as well. Are you set to go?
Right.
Are you ready to go? You can use this if you're going on a trip, like if you're going camping. I'm all set.
I'm all set.
Yeah.
All my bags are packed.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Or if you're ready for like a test or something. I studied hard and I'm all set.
I'm all set to fail this test.
Well, let's hope not. Yeah. So then Katie responds, well, you know, not really, but my husband and I sure are.
Yeah, I think this, you know, is something that many parents are feeling right now, you know.
Probably, yeah.
2 months of having the kids at home.
Yeah.
It's great to see your kids, but, you know, usually around this time of the year on television, there's always commercials that say, like, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, because they get to go back to school and parents get to relax a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So then Thomas is like, I hear you.
I hear you.
Yeah. We saw this in a lesson too about travel insurance. But this one, you know, I hear you. It doesn't actually mean I heard what you said.
Right.
It just means I understand.
I understand and agree.
Yeah. And agree. Yeah. And in this case, Thomas and his wife, they bought them all new school supplies.
This was my favorite part about back to school season.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Yeah. You do some shopping.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you get new pens.
Oh, the new pens, new binder.
New binders.
Yeah, new books. Yeah. Paper. New pencils. Awesome new pencils and pens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, these are all called school supplies.
Yeah. Supplies can be used in so many places and situations. Like when you're going camping.
Yes.
Camping supplies. Food supplies. You know, you have a closet or a pantry with food when you need it.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we mentioned, you know, buying school supplies. Mm-hmm. That's a phrase. Like, people do say that.
Yeah.
But they also say what Katie says next.
Yes. We're doing our back to school shopping.
Okay. So back to school is just kind of, it's kind of like an adjective here.
Yeah, it's like a, all together, it's like a phrase, right?
Yeah.
So you can do this activity. This whole thing, back to school shopping, is its own activity.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, one other thing you could say is go back to school shopping.
Yeah, or even just go shopping.
Go
right?
shopping.
We often say go shopping. But in this case, it's do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to make this the grammar point today, just because there are lots of times in English where there is a set phrase with go, right?
Yes.
Go shopping.
Go hiking.
Go camping, we just mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can also say, you know, do some hiking.
Yeah.
Do some shopping.
Yeah, yeah. So take a look in the grammar section. This will be explained for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the next question is, did you guys at, you know, the Thomas home, did you guys have a nice summer break?
Right. Break time.
Break time.
It's like summer vacation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, well, of course, it looks like they did. I'm jealous of this family. They took the whole family to Europe.
Yeah. Well, Katie says it's almost like they had no choice. There were such great deals on flights.
Yeah. You know, actually, I remember when I was 10 years old, we went to Europe in the summer.
Oh.
But that was because of a wedding.
Oh. Yeah,
so for the wedding.
Did your parents get a great deal on the flight?
I believe so. You know, I was 10 years old, so I didn't really think about
didn't
money
really
at
care,
that time.
Right?
I didn't really care. Just going to Europe. But deals. I always look for great deals online that are good value for their money.
Yeah.
Cheap.
So,
right?
Cheap, cheap, but not in the sense of like cheap, poor quality.
Right, right. It's good value. It's, you know, medium quality.
Well, the point is that you save money.
You save money. Right?
You save money. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can get deals on cheap things, but you can also get deals on expensive things,
right.
like
yeah.
computers or cars.
Yeah, for sure.
Or in this case, flights.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So flights. This isn't just the airplane. This is the whole from beginning to end.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a trip almost.
Like
right?
a trip.
The whole trip.
Yeah. And one interesting thing here, the ticket that you get when you book a flight is called an airline ticket.
Yes.
Yeah. So they couldn't say no to these deals.
No. And Thomas thinks that, well, maybe when Billy, must be Thomas's son, maybe when Billy is older, we can travel a bit too.
Yeah, yeah, they're looking forward to that. But in this case, this year, they went to summer camp.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know how old Billy is here. He sounds like he's not quite old enough to go to Europe.
Right,
But he's old enough to go to summer camp.
Right, this is so much fun. In fact, I went to summer camp, and I was actually a counselor, like one of those teacher types, the leader at a camp.
Yeah, I always remember. I always loved my counselors. They were like such good fun people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's interesting because when you go to summer camp as a kid, you are called a camper.
Camper, yeah. So you do so many fun things like swimming or activities or making things.
Oh, man,
you can even shoot guns.
Shoot guns.
Yes.
Yeah, I went sailing.
Sailing?
Yeah, sailing.
Oh, and ride a horse maybe too. So, Katie responds, oh, that fun. That must be fun. And this is the first year her daughter, Allison, didn't go to camp.
Yeah, this is kind of a bummer for Allison because instead of riding horses, going swimming.
At summer camp,
she went to summer school.
Yeah. Now, summer school, everyone knows you don't go to school in summer. That's playtime.
Exactly.
It's break time. But in this case, Allison went to school. And, you know, nobody wants summer school because, you know, you want to play in the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why do people go to summer school then?
It's usually if they don't do well in school or if they fail.
So that is definitely one group of people.
Yeah.
But there is another group too, right?
And this is Allison.
This is probably Allison here. She's going to get ahead.
Right. And that's actually pretty smart on her case. Yeah. To get ahead. So this could be in a race. If you're running in a marathon and you're in first place, you're getting ahead. You're in front.
If you're already in first, you could say you're ahead.
But if
you know, Connor is in first, I am in second,
right.
but I'm running faster than him, then I'm getting ahead.
Yes, you're getting ahead. So in this case, she's trying to go further and even... It's sometimes used to mean be successful.
Yeah. Well, you want to, I mean, when there's so much competition with all, you know, all your classmates, you really want to have some kind of advantage.
Right, right, yeah. Like we often say, it's tough for women to get ahead in their careers.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or even just like get ahead in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, to get, to keep going, to get better.
To get better, mm-hmm. exactly.
So then Thomas asks, what grade is she going into?
Okay, so this is a really, really great phrase you need to know when you're talking about the school year that's coming up.
Right. Yeah. And it, going into just means start a new activity or a new thing.
Yeah. And, and we use this especially for grades.
Yes.
Like, what grade are you going into? Oh, he's going into grade 3 this year.
Right. It's the next one, the one that you're going into. Going into.
Right. Exactly. But of course, like on the first day of school, September 5th or whatever that is, you on the second day, you won't say going into anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. It started. We also use this for jobs, too. I want to go into medicine.
Oh,
like because that means I want to be a doctor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that could be, you know, Allison's plan here, right?
Could be.
She is taking summer school to get ahead so that she can go into grade 11.
Right.
And then go into medicine or law.
Yes.
Or,
yeah, totally. And this, so grade 11, that's high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each country has a kind of a different way to say these grades, these levels. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One thing that you guys absolutely need to know is that we do not say year 1, year 2, year 3, or first year, second year, third year.
Right. That they do say in England.
They do.
Yes, they do. Yeah,
okay.
Year 1. But they don't say it in North America.
In North America, we don't. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When we get to university, then we can start talking about first year second year.
Yeah. And interesting, in America, they would say 11th grade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And in Canada.
In Canada here.
And in Canada, we'd say grade 11.
Grade 11, right. Mm-hmm.
So they're growing up so fast, Thomas says. Mm. They grow up in the blink of an eye.
In the blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Connor and I were talking before that it seems like of all the languages we are familiar with, there is a phrase that is the exact same thing.
Right. There's a phrase like this in Korean, and in the blink of an eye means suddenly, so quickly, right?
Right. When you blink your eye, it's very, very fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it changes.
And something changes. Yeah. So you can, when you really want to express or really want to emphasize how quickly and how much something has changed.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, time flies.
Time flies.
And so I can think of my nieces and nephews. Mm. They are growing up so fast.
Yeah, that's right. They grow up in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we listen to this dialogue one more time?
All right.
So, Katie, are your kids all set to go back to school?
Not really. But my husband and I sure are.
I hear you. We just bought them all new school supplies yesterday.
We're doing our back-to-school shopping this weekend. Did you guys have a nice summer break?
We did, thanks. I heard you took the whole family to Europe.
There were some really great deals on flights. We couldn't say no.
Maybe when Billy is older, we can travel a bit too. This year, he went to summer camp for the first time.
Fun! This was the first year Allison didn't go to camp. She took a few summer school courses to get ahead.
What grade is she going into?
She's starting grade 11, and her little brother is going into grade 6.
Wow. They grow up in the blink of an eye.
They really do.
Okay, guys, so we heard the dialogue again, and you know what? This makes me think of when I was young, and I loved getting ready to go back to school.
Really?
Actually, yeah, I did.
Well, so, I mean, I did too. Yeah. I always liked school because I could see my friends.
Yeah, there's a social part of it that you enjoy being with your friends. But what happens after about 2 weeks?
It's boring.
Yeah,
right?
It gets boring again.
And then you're all set for summer to start.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, too. When I start a new job, I'm often really excited about a new job. It's kind of like a new experience.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I also remember always going back to school shopping with my parents.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was so much fun. All the great deals that you'd find there on new school supplies.
Well, for me at the time, like as you were saying with Europe before, like I didn't really care about the deals.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, Dad, I want this.
Yeah,
you know, he's
true.
Not
that's
going
true.
To say
yeah.
like, well, why don't you get, you know, why do you want a blue pen?
Yeah.
We can get deals on a pink pen.
Yeah, five pink pens. Yeah. So what about you guys? Are you getting ready to go back to school or university?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or are you all set to send your little kids back?
Yeah. And that must feel nice, actually.
Yeah. You guys can just, you know, relax a bit more, take a deep breath.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, watch out. Those kids grow up in the blink of an eye.
Ah, yes. 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 So, you know, as much as we are very happy to send them back to school, at the same time, we don't want to send them too quickly because they do grow up quite quickly.
All right. Yeah. So, guys, we look forward to seeing your comments and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, guys.
We drove to Cali and got your gun.